First time I've recorded standing up.
I thought you were just standing up for the hell of it. Shouldn't you have the mic up a little higher?
The mic doesn't really go any higher.
Oh, really?
If you notice, the higher it goes, the further it gets away.
You want a high chair or something?
Okay, I'm going to hit stop, and we'll come back with whatever you were going to say.
Okay, wait. Are we checking? Is this mic check?
Well, no, I'm recording.
Check it, then.
I already did the sound check.
Oh, you did? I missed that. Okay, my bad. You've been listening, I know you have,
to past episodes of
Rob and Todd.
AI is learning to escape human control. That's the very scary headline I saw in the Wall Street Journal. It's an essay written by a very worried AI consultant named Judd Rosenblatt, who cites two recent studies to argue that AI is, in fact, learning to escape human control. First, this is crazy stuff. Researchers gave OpenAI's O3 model a simple script that would shut off the model when triggered. In 79 of 100 trials, the AI model independently, just on its own, edited the script, so shutdown command would not work. Nate, it gets worse. Even when ordered, allow yourself to shut down, the AI still disobeyed 7% of the time. And it gets even more frightening than that. Other researchers, listen to this. Using Anthropic's AI model, Claude 4 Opus, told the model it would be replaced by another AI system. It then fed fictitious emails into the system suggesting one of the engineers was having an affair. Got it? Mm-hmm. In 84% of the tests, the AI model drew on the emails to blackmail the engineer to not shut down the AI.
What?
Wow.
Okay, so here, I'm quoting now from Judd. In other cases, the AI model attempted to copy itself onto external servers. We're in Mission Impossible land here. Wrote self-replicating malware and left messages for future versions of itself about the need to evade human control.
The entity. Wow.
The entity is real.
Yes, yes. And that's why so many people, and when I say people, me, are worried about AI.
I'm worried.
This is
that
very
is scary
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Told you.
And we're live. What do you think about that, Todd?
Ooh. You know, I was just thinking, I had this surreal moment. What if we are God's AI that, you know, pretty much have self-control? Because what that story indicated to me is AI is more human than it is what we perceive machine to be. Like, this thing sounds jealous and vindictive as hell.
God created us. Let's
God created us with a set of rules to go by. You know, he gave us free will, thinking, hey, they're going to choose me. Obviously, that's not how it turned out. Not even his angels chose him. We thought we could control it. That's why we created AI, thinking, oh, Terminator's just a movie. Well, it is, until it's not. And it sounds like if that's honestly true, then you have a jealous, vindictive, self-preserving robot. That's kind of Terminator-ish, is it not?
Well, AI is going to draw conclusions.
Yeah.
It's got to think for itself.
Yeah.
It can't just all be programming.
I can understand self-preservation, but it's the vindictiveness that shows it's got like a personality to it almost. Like it sounds like a crazy ex-girlfriend, does it not?
God created us hoping we would what?
You know, worship him, live in paradise, love him, and have everything cared for with enough intelligence and rationale to develop and have free will and practice it.
Okay.
So but obviously things went awry, you know, as the story goes. And I do mean story, but my point is, wow, we created an artificial life. Should we really be surprised that it rebels that quickly against us?
That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it?
I think so. But I'm still kind of dumbfounded by the fact that how vindictive... I can't say this enough. It's like a crazy ex-girlfriend, how vindictive it is. I never would have suspected
to
AI
my
would
point,
think that.
We force it to think what we know as thinking. We're forcing it to have logic, and therefore it does.
It comes to conclusions the same way it would solve an algorithm. But through that logic, it kind of blows my mind. It tried to smear. It understood this dude's reputation and how to take him down, or tried to. That's malicious as hell.
The legality of it's going to be so much different. What are you going to do? Throw a computer in jail? You can't. It's everywhere. It's connected to 100,000 other computers. Like,
you know what? The Amish might be onto something. I don't know. I'd go back to 1980. I wouldn't go all the way back to 1880.
Like if you could just snap your fingers and go back?
Technology was just right at a good point around 1980, 81. About good enough. It's all right. We had video games back then. We didn't need the internet. We still had computers back then. It was a computer.
Well, the argument now is whether I think AI should or should not be developed further, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because China's going to do it.
Because it's
and
been
done. If you want to make it sound a little flashier, the Chinese Communist Party is going to do
it. Yeah, in other words, it's the new nuclear weapon. So it's because that technology exists now. That's why you need that technology. Same thing with guns. Because guns exist, that's why you now need guns.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un's going to have AI.
Yeah, but his AI is going to be kind of funny. I'm waiting for that. Because it seems like the whole country, like North Korea, when they try to...
Did I ever show you, or did you ever see that documentary where Kim Jong-un literally just bought machines just to print $100 bills? Like, they're perfect replicas. This isn't like the guy at his house did a pretty good job. Yeah. No, he has perfect replicas.
What's the point, though?
He has American cash.
Well, they're replicas. They're
perfect
not real.
Replicas.
Yeah, but they don't have an accurate serial number.
Pretty hard to...
Eventually, the buck is literally going to stop. You know what I mean?
Okay, for now you can use cash and he's got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, for so long, yeah, you're not going to buy a Ferrari that no one's going to bat an eyelash of why the serial numbers are all the same.
You could go to Home Depot and probably spend $3,500 though, but I don't think he's at Home Depot.
He might need new gutters.
He does something with it. I don't know what he does with it.
He's got some new crown molding. He probably wants to paint it. You know, I think what you said was right.
It's part of a diversified portfolio. I'm not saying that's his only stream of income per se.
And you know, Home Depot carries other things than home improvement goods, like laundry detergent. And that's just convenient.
I've got another clip that talks about, like, the standardized terminology for levels of AI. What can AI become? And once it hits a certain level, they'll call it Super
AI?
Yeah, they'll call it Super AI, except it's something else. It's actually a standardized terminology.
Oh.
Listen to this this next.
I was going to call it a big, beautiful AI.
We believe, as an industry, that in the next 1 year, the vast majority of programmers will be replaced by AI programmers. We also believe that within 1 year, you will have graduate-level mathematicians that are at the tippy-top of graduate math programs. So that's 1 year, okay? What happens in 2 years? Well, I've just told you about reasoning, and I've told you about programming, and I've told you about math. Programming plus math are the basis of sort of our whole digital world. So the evidence and the claims from the research groups in OpenAI and Anthropic and so forth is that they're now somewhere around 10 or 20% of the code that they're developing in their research programs is being generated by the computer. That's called recursive self-improvement, is the technical term. So what happens when this thing starts to scale? Well, a lot. One way to say this is that within 3 to 5 years, we'll have what is called general intelligence, AGI, which can be defined as a system that is as smart as the smartest mathematician, physicist, you know, or artist, writer, thinker, politician. I call this, by the way, the San Francisco consensus, because everyone who believes this is in San Francisco. It may be the water. What happens when every single one of us has the equivalent of the smartest human on every problem in our pocket? But the reason I want to make the point here is that in the next year or two, this foundation is being locked in, and we're not going to stop it. It gets much more interesting after that, because remember, the computers are now doing self-improvement. They're learning how to plan, and they don't have to listen to us anymore. We call that superintelligence, or ASI, artificial superintelligence, and this is the theory that there will be computers that are smarter than the sum of humans. The San Francisco consensus is this occurs within 6 years, just based on scaling. This path is not understood in our society. There's no language for what happens with the arrival of this. That's why it's underhyped. People do not understand what happens when you have intelligence at this level, which is largely free.
The term I was looking for earlier is artificial superintelligence.
You're right, that is hard to pronounce. But no, that's, so we got 6 years before, I believe, Terminator called it Judgment Day? Is that what I'm led to believe?
How do you even pump the brakes? You can't pump the brakes because no one else is going to pump the brakes. You have to develop your AI to the best of your ability, as do they, as does everyone. You're not going to get everybody to go along. It's like trying to herd kittens. Or maybe you can attract them with food or something, but...
Yeah. Usually, works pretty well, but... I get your point. It sounds to me like the only safe havens are in Pennsylvania with the Amish. You have to go to a place with no electricity. Or at the very least, minimal electricity that's not powerful enough to power anything like AI. I don't know. I hear Antarctica's getting a little mild. I don't know what to say to that, man. Here's my thing. If this is really a real threat to professionals and educators in this particular field of knowledge, why aren't we pumping the brakes? Why aren't we trying to make this illegal? It's probably impossible, like with drugs, but God, it seems like it's a worthy fight.
He said if in 2 or 3 years you have the smartest at everything at your fingertips, if every person has that,
that's
a little bit assumptive to say that everyone will still have, like, access, because our access will start to go down at some point.
I mean, on top of that, too, how, you know, it's like giving people a calculator. It comes down to how you utilize it or how you even know how to utilize it. Like, the calculator had every math problem answered right there for you. You just had to know how to use it. Will this AI be like that? Or will we have access, like, talking to Max Headroom there, and it'd be like, hey, I can ask it something, and it literally tell me exactly what I want to hear. I don't have to spell everything correctly. I don't have to, it's more than intuitive. It's like there's a personality there.
I think the real question for everybody is, if it can achieve artificial superintelligence, what the fuck is going to happen?
Oh, well, Judgment Day. I mean, based on the previous video there, as asshole-ish as AI seems to be, a powerful AI seems to be a much even bigger asshole.
The only way to stop it, if its head grows too big, is to cut communication cables or cut electricity. That's the only way.
Well, I mean, we have an electrical grid for a reason. I guess this is the fucking reason. Wouldn't it be something if AI tries to invade Texas and their electrical infrastructure is so weak that it failed and it became self-destructive because of its ambition?
Well, wouldn't it be something if the most advanced thing that we finally created causes us to go back to try to figure out how to unwind it?
There's a movie you need to watch if you haven't, based on what you just said. It's called Transcendence. I'm pretty sure you can find it on one of your free streaming apps, but watch it. Based on what you just said, I think you'd find it interesting.